it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studio, powered by Verizon. Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Andy Hart here. And as we do every day, as you get ready to drive home, we get ready to drive home the biggest sports stories of the day in The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So we've all gotten a kick out of Drake May's hype train. Right, we've talked about suddenly he is going to be the best quarterback in football, according to Greg Olson, or a top five quarterback. At the very least, I actually did the rundown when challenged on social media.
Yeah.
He's top eight. Right now, he's top eight. He's a top eight quarterback. Savage Sports on social media actually said, you can't find 10 quarterbacks you'd rather have than Drake May right now. And I took the challenge, and Dan Ball and I did it off air. I couldn't find 10 quarterbacks I'd rather have in the National Football League.
So you know more than Greg Olson.
What?
You know more than Greg Olson.
Well, because he says he's number one.
Okay. You say he's number eight.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think Greg Olson's from Charlotte and probably knows the May family, and they're probably buddies and collect Christmas cards together,
you know,
and he's biased.
It's interesting is that it's a lot of the top quarterbacks are not playing good.
Well, that's what helps, too. Or aren't playing at all. Like, Joe Burrow, you pull out of the consideration. Like, Joe Burrow I'd rather have than Drake May, but Joe Burrow isn't an option right now. Lamar Jackson's in a weird spot right now, not playing. Patrick Mahomes, how well is he playing? Whatever. But they would normally all be above him. Yes, Dan Ball?
I think thinking about the results that we had, there were only three, maybe four quarterbacks that were healthy and that you said definitively you'd rather have over him. A lot of them I put question marks next to because it was like Baker, for example. Yeah, I think I'd take Baker right now, but give it a hot couple weeks and maybe the conversation changes again.
Well, as Ted likes to point out, I overanalyze everything. Mm-hmm. So immediately in my head, I start to think about age. Contract, like I have him on a rookie deal for two plus more years before you, right? You know, like that comes into my, he's 23. Those guys are 26. Whatever. Like,
just straight up, who do you want?
To me, it's always going to be Drake May in most of those arguments.
Who do you want if they had to start a Super Bowl game tonight?
Wait, you think they're going to the AFC Championship?
I'm in control.
True. I think
when he's at Highmark Stadium for the AFC Championship against Josh Allen.
But I think a good way to kind of do the figuring that out, where Drake May is in the landscape of quarterbacks, is who would you rather have? I think that's a good way to, and if you can't come up with a guy, then that's where you put Drake.
There's really like four or five. Yeah.
He has top five, top three abilities.
Yes.
That's what he has.
Well,
and he has abilities to maybe be the best someday.
I think he's the 10th.
You're just saying that, you know, without winning is, you sound like an idiot. So you kind of hold off on that, but he is now playing at a level where you can say he's a top 10 quarterback.
It also helps him that the general accepted consensus for the last few years has been there's four elite quarterbacks, and then the debate started after there.
That's right?
It was Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Those four were in their own category. So even a spot in the top five was open. I think a lot of people slid Jalen Hurts into the top five because he won a Super Bowl and he's been to another and all that. But look at him. Like, what's he doing right now? What's he doing that offense? So, Dan Ball?
Yeah, just quickly. So, Teddy and Andy, you can throw your answers in as well. Just give me very quickly, just say May or whatever quarterback I read. I sorted the NFL quarterbacks based on passing yards so far this season. Would you rather have Drake May or Matthew Stafford?
May.
I'll take May.
Andy?
Oh, May.
Yeah, there you go.
See, I thought you didn't want my opinion.
I do want your opinion.
Real quick, can you say, is it for the next 5 years, the next year, at a game?
This guy overanalyzing everything. It's always Ted throwing a wrench in
things. It's a Sunday afternoon, but it has to be under 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and you're on the road. But
is it humid? Because he likes a humid ball.
Gentle breeze.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
All right, Drake May or Dak Prescott, Ted?
Oh, Drake May.
Fitzy?
Drake May.
Absolutely Drake May.
Okay. Daniel Jones is an obvious one. Baker Mayfield.
Drake May.
Baker Mayfield.
Drake May.
Mahomes currently.
There's Hader Fitz.
Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
Allen.
Josh Allen.
Whoa. Jeez, guy. Hold on a second. Let us just go around the room.
I love Josh Allen.
Okay. I'll do a couple more that are more competitive. Justin Herbert.
Drake May.
Ooh.
Drake May. I think I'll take Drake May over my guy Herbie.
Justin Herbert.
Ooh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels band.
Yes, definitely Jaden Daniels.
Bo Nix.
Drake May.
What?
Drake May.
Please.
Drake May, and it won't take me as long or the
close.
Face.
Why, Bo Nix looks great.
Dude, he's got a great defense. He's got a great coach, and he's serviceable. Well,
okay, but you just literally ran off two of the three things for Drake May. Drake May has a great defense.
Tell me his special traits.
He's a smart guy.
Oh, gosh. Smart.
Throws a nice pass.
No.
He's a very experienced quarterback. He played 209 games at the FBS level.
The only other two that I really think merit conversation are Jordan Love and Jared Goff. But I think you're probably taking Drake over both of those at this point, right?
I am.
Definitely over Goff, and yes, over Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's a good player, but yeah, I think he's in that a little bit behind him. Just trailing
Jordan
him.
Love. Ah, man, when he gets going, though, he's got all of it. That's my only draw.
So he is at worst in your 6-10 range, and then you pull Burrow and Lamar out of it with the injuries they're dealing with. I mean, he's moving his way right up that list.
Yeah, he's moving his way into being top 10 even when those guys return to the conversation.
Absolutely.
Get yourself at 7 or 8 and then get bumped down to, and this is we did the off-season lists. Remember when everybody was doing lists and rankings and everything? He was like, I want to say like 19th was maybe the highest. It was a lot of like
early
20s, somewhere in there, 22, 23.
And we were also, if he just gets to be a top, 15 guy from last year, because he was the bottom third, we'd be happy.
If he's already in the consideration or conversation for a top, let's just say you have to count Lamar and you have to count Burrow because, they'll play again this season. The fact that he's in the conversation for top 10 to 14 quarterback and it's not Halloween has shown that they have grown leaps and bounds.
It's true.
Leaps and bounds.
Hoyer said he's accelerated his progression in just, in the first 5 games, like he's been in the league for 3 years. Like the way he played in that game against Buffalo in the second half, you go, okay, that I expect that maybe in his third or fourth year, and he's doing it already early in his second year.
I will say the one caveat is that leap from being a top, let's just say 14 quarterback, to being a top 5 quarterback is massive. Like every year somebody goes from 6 to 14, or the guy who was 14th last year goes to 6 based on coaching, health, team around
him. Well,
then
you're getting gambling app and chunky soup and deodorant commercials and car commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a poster boy. Like Drake May is getting local ad love right now. If he plays this way the rest of the year, next year it's going to be travel site and hotel deals and all the big money, the 7-figure deals.
That Q rating, that money he can make, took a massive leap on Sunday night, both on the field and then don't think companies don't see the reaction on social media and what people are raving about
how popular he is. They unpay interns to sit there and check everyone's Q rating for hours on end.
Okay, so Drake May, let's just say, is a top 8 quarterback right now. We'll settle in on a nice average number there. Where are the New England Patriots after a 2-game winning streak, after knocking off the final undefeated football team in Sunday night's game, knocking off a team that a lot of people think was a Super Bowl contender / favorite out of the AFC? The weekly power rankings, there is quite a wide deviation here in the power rankings. For example, ESPN has the Patriots as the 21st best team in football.
Laughable.
NFL.com, 18th. The Athletic, 17th. CBS Sports has you 13th. little bit higher there. Bleacher Report, 19th. Yahoo Sports, 16th. And USA Today, 15th. Ted Johnson, are they closer to ESPN being right, being the 21st best team in football, or are they closer to CBS Sports that says they're knocking on the door being a top 10 team in the league?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a big difference. So, I mean, 21st and top 10. I mean, they're right in the middle. They're I think they're kind of the middle of the pack right now. So they're top 13 to top 17 team right now.
Because if the playoffs started today, Fitzy,
it would be Patriots at Buffalo again,
and they'd be literally one of the best 14 teams in football.
So that is correct.
That's right,
I think that's why I think the 17, 18s, and 20s are like just a little bit low. Like, any of those other teams that are ahead of them, did they go on the road on national television and knock off an undefeated team? They did not.
I mean, that's they just beat Broncos, the odds on favorite to win Broncos the whole Super Bowl. The Buffalo Bills had I think they were plus 450 going into this game to win it, and then the next closest team was plus 600, being the Philadelphia Eagles. So they just beat the odds on favorite. So it's but there was three games before that. So where are they? I think they're really kind of somewhere in the middle.
I would love to see the Patriots play the Broncos in a couple of weeks. I would absolutely love to see that game. I think with that defense, but our defense against that offense, like, I think that would be good old-fashioned ass-kicking football.
And it's what Hoyer said. Following up your big win with a expected win, taking care of business in New Orleans, will go a long way towards people believing
that's
in
right.
you.
You've got
credibility.
Three expected wins in a row.
Yes.
You have an October of
expectation. You're not going to win all three. I'm going to say that. I don't think you're going to win all three.
Who is this guy, and what did he do with Andy?
I'm not sure they're good
enough.
Andy's
back, I'm sorry.
Mature enough, established enough.
Which of those three do they lose?
I don't know. I just think this is a team. Remember when Tom Curran said of Drake May, he still has some dumb in his game.
Dark side and dumbness
in his game.
He's got dark side to him. That's a good headline.
I still think the Patriots have a little bit of that to them. I still think there are. I mean, we saw the penalties.
Did you see the back-to-back penalties from the guy?
That's catchy.
Did we all say who the hell is number 94 when he got that first personal foul?
Yeah. So they still have that. Or Vidarian Lowe coming in and turning a third and one into a third and six. And
That could have been a killer.
It could be at any point.
You're
moving
in
forward.
New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, like Hoyer said, played Buffalo better, just got their first win. They may challenge them. They should win. Then you go on the road to Tennessee. If you can't get up for the showdown with Mike Vrabel's former team, and you can't take care of business down there in the Music City, then get out. You don't belong. And then you come home against Cleveland, who's all D and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, the Cleveland one is one. I mean, they beat the Packers.
They have a very
good defense.
They
do.
They have probably the best defense in the NFL.
That could be a day where Drake has a bad day and not just he doesn't play well. It could just be the Browns' defense plays really well and says, by the way, you're still a young player.
And then Quinshon Judkins rushes for 120 yards and everyone goes on social media, we drafted the wrong Ohio State running back.
So we talked to our buddy Mark Schlereth today early in the show. It's funny, today he was talking about playing against Vrabel. He's kind of working his way through all his ties to New England, the Patriots. Last week it was about meeting you on the goal line, Ted Johnson. But he was talking about playing with Vrabel. And he mentioned early on, first of all, he came in with a boatload of energy as he is.
Well, you demanded that out of him. And I love how he's like, you don't tell me how I got to show up.
I love everything he brings to these 2:30 hits on a Tuesday. But we asked him about Drake May.
Feistiness.
Yeah, feistiness and Mike Vrabel.
Listen, I told you this about Mike Vrabel, and sometimes he can be a salty biatch, you know that. But the bottom line with this guy is he is absolutely a great coach, and you're going to win the line of scrimmage when Mike Vrabel is your coach because he demands it, because he understands how important it is, and that's exactly what they've done. Now to Drake May, he looks incredible. He looks incredible, and he's got a coach that understands how to develop a young quarterback. You can say whatever you want. Whatever you want. And it's probably all, like, we call Josh McDaniels here in Denver Hurricane Josh because he came through and blew this thing up. But the bottom line is I love the guy. I think he's a phenomenal, and I mean phenomenal, offensive coordinator. And he just, no matter who he touches at the quarterback position, that guy plays exceptionally well. And I tell you what, I told you guys, I thought if they just clean up their own mistakes, they're a playoff team, and I think they showed it the other night.
I got to tell you, that's a guy that I don't know why He doesn't have biases for the Patriots, right? Like, I don't know of anybody. He's a Bronco. He's like, no. Doesn't really have biases. He could hate Josh from Denver, but he does. He just went and said, Mike Vrabel is a great head coach. Mm-hmm. Josh McDaniel's a great offensive coordinator, and he's clearly all in on Drake May. And like, that's not a super fan saying those things. That's a respected, hardo offensive lineman, national analyst.
Well, it was the where the game was Sunday night, big game against the best team in the NFL, and they went out and they played the best game they've played all the season. So it's not that hard to understand why he might be saying the things he's saying. And everybody, a lot of these guys picked the Patriots to go to this playoffs, partly because main reason why is because of Vrabel and the quarterback. And both of them in that game, for the first time, the country got to see the Patriots play and go, oh, yeah, that's what everyone was talking about in the preseason. I see it now. They just beat the best team in the NFL. So it's not surprising that you're going to get some things said about them like this that almost sounds too good to be true.
I just think I find the Mike Vrabel side of it interesting, because when they hired Vrabel, there were some that wanted Ben Johnson. Oh, Vrabel, he petered out in Tennessee. He's not that good. He was only good when he had Derrick Henry as his best player. And there were a lot of people that didn't love, was just the same old hire another Patriot kind of thing.
A lot of people wanted Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So they wanted an offensive-minded coach to become the head coach. And you heard Slayer say that Mike knows how to develop quarterbacks. I think he knows how to build a team. I don't know if he knows how to build quarterbacks because Marcus Mariota, the quarterbacks weren't great there.
Got something out of Tannehill,
The teams were good, and then until he didn't, right?
Yeah.
And so I think he's built a great team, and the offensive coordinator is doing a great job of developing the quarterback.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937, with an interesting idea or comparison. Kurt in Tampa Bay. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love your guys' show. I know we're always comparing Drake May to all these modern players, or the players that are playing now, Josh Allen. I honestly think he's more comparable to, Jordan Love. But I think we kind of have a Drew Bledsoe with him. I think he's built like him. He's play styles like him. He's a little bit erratic, but he's a really good quarterback. And just getting flushed out of the pocket more. His mobility in the pocket's really good. And I hope we have another Drew Bledsoe with him, because he was a great player.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Ted Johnson, you played with Drew?
Love Kurt. Kurt from Tampa, call anytime. I think you're a little off on that. I think Drew ran for like one first down in his whole career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drake did that three times in the first game, I think. But it's I don't see it. Now you could say, okay, the turnovers, okay, because Drew had four of his seasons here with the Patriots where he had more interceptions than he had touchdowns.
Four, wow.
So I hope that's not the case with Drake. I just think he's, on an athletic standpoint, I love you, Drew, but Drake May's 10 times the athlete that Drew was.
Yeah, I didn't see the comparison. That.
You can't do the boots.
They were tall and right-handed, and that's about it.
Yeah, and they do. Drew also had a little bit of a lower arm release thing that Drake May has, but the athleticism just immediately changed. Drew was a statue back there. Remember that time when Buffalo ran the naked boot against you guys with Drew, and it caught everybody so off guard because you would have never expected Drew to run that play?
Yeah, right.
Like
they I got blitzed up the A gaps on with two quarterbacks. Okay, can you guess who? Why would he blitz me up the A gaps versus like a Dan Marino?
Because he's a statue.
Because he doesn't move. And Drew Bledsoe when he went to play for the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
I got more statues. Sacks against Drew as a Buffalo Bill than any other quarterback I ever played against. Because they don't move in the pocket.
The one thing I will say is there's a little bit of the top pick, number three pick, prospect swagger. I don't know. There's something there, I think, personality-wise. These guys feel like they were both raised to be franchise quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess that's what I'll say. But physically on the field, it's just Drew today. Can you imagine Drew today? He would look like even more of a statue today than he did in the mid-90s when he arrived at the NFL, because most guys can run. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to get back to Ted Johnson's favorite topic. We have to, because if there's two things that have exploded on my social media, it's Drake May and his greatness, and the chaos, disaster, whatever you want to call UNC football. Bill Belichick, is he telling...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Telling parents of players to not talk to him, to not to approach him. What the hell is going on at North Carolina? And was our own Ted Johnson right more about this topic than any other when he predicted and suggested that North Carolina should move on from Bill before the season even started?
Not talking about this.
That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.